Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. A while back, I heard about some elementary and middle school students in Columbia who were going to be getting up very early on a Saturday morning to participate in a science-related activity. Yep, you heard me, science on a Saturday, and it's not even required. The Columbia Water and Light Department, in conjunction with Columbia Public Schools, was putting on the program where students would be making solar panels and powering up some stuff. I had to go.
Is that actually increases voltage? It doesn't increase the milliamps, just the voltage.
That's a water and light employee going over some electricity basics with the 15 students. The kids got through that and another short lecture about solar power. Then it was down to business. Well, almost.
You could use this to stir chocolate milk. Tickles.
Okay, you put about 15 fifth through eighth graders into the same room after an infusion of cookies at 9 a.m., and you're going to get some general silliness. It is a Saturday, after all. But they got there. Working in pairs, the students gathered at desktop workstations with a shoebox-sized plastic container in front of them. It was filled with what they needed to construct a small solar panel.
Here, try this one, Devin. Are you got that one?
I think so.
As the kids worked, I walked around the room and talked with some of them.
I think solar is a good use of, like, materials to help our environment.
That's Sadie Hendling, who is an eighth grader at Jefferson Middle School. She told me why she likes learning about the environment here and in the classroom.
The environment's important because it's what I live in, and I have to protect it because I want to stay here, and we don't want our earth to shatter or anything.
Joshua Vincent was assembling his solar panel at a workstation just a few feet away from Sadie. He's also an eighth grader at Jeff Middle.
Eventually we're going to run out of stuff like coal and whatever we use now, so it'd be easier to find ways now in order to get solar power, so in the future when we actually do run out, we have a better chance of getting more solar power.
Most of the Saturday scientists were middle schoolers, but there were also some students here from Fairview Elementary.
Well, it's a lot different because what we do in science in fifth grade is just like get a box of dirt and mix it and stuff.
Yep, that's Addie Lockett and her two buddies, Samantha and Abby, a team to be reckoned with. Addie says they're glad to be here.
Well, like, we're making solar panels, solar electricity. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I've seen solar panels on my grandparents' house, and I mean, I just never knew I was going to be able to make a solar cell. It's crazy.
Well, maybe not that crazy. Jen Sidlowski teaches science at Jeff Middle and works with some of the kids we've heard from. She says when it comes to the environment, working outside the box is common in Columbia schools.
We go out in the fall to Rockbridge State Park, and we look at the karst geography out there, and we look at the streams and the creek. So we talk about what formed them, how erosion and weathering occurs, and then we bring in the human part of it and say, all right, now that people are living in the area and there's construction going on, how does that impact it? How does farming impact the quality of the water? How does industry impact the quality of water? And they do some testing out there.
Sidlowski says when it comes to science education, there is book learning and memorizing, but not nearly as much as there used to be. Instead, she says they are trying to help the kids see the connection between what they learn and why they need to learn it. Jeff Middle Schooler Kieran McLeod likes that.
We kind of live in a world where we've evolved from nature, so I think we should kind of study that quite a bit because there's nature all around us, and I think that's kind of an important part of our life.
As Saturday science winds down, students use their self-constructed solar panels to power different things, like a tiny metal vibrator, just like the one that might be in your cell phone. They couldn't stop watching it hop along their tabletops.
That's cool.
You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.